From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. The United Nations is at work on a Security Council resolution strongly condemning North Korea for its nuclear test this week, and tensions continue to mount. North Korea warned South Korea that the peninsula will go back to a state of war. As NPR's Mike Schuster reports, we've heard this kind of rhetoric before. Nonetheless, the U.S. and South Korea have put their forces on a higher state of alert.
Threats and counter-threats on the Korean Peninsula are nothing new. They have occurred frequently in the 56 years since the Korean War ended with an armistice but no final peace treaty. This time, though, the hostile rhetoric seems extreme even by North Korean standards and preceded as it was by an underground nuclear test and missile launches. Now forces on both sides are on alert. Won Tae-jae, the spokesman for the South Korean Defense Ministry, announced the South Korean decision. The Republic of Korea and U.S. Combined Forces Command has raised the WatchCon level, the information surveillance system, from level 3 to level 2, Won said. When the WatchCon level is raised, there are more reconnaissance operations, he added. That means more signals intelligence and a closer watch on military movements inside North Korea. Raising the alert status affects more than 28,000 American troops stationed in South Korea, as well as the South Korean military. There have been no reports of troop movements inside either South or North Korea. But the South Korean press is reporting naval movements in the Yellow Sea to the west of Korea. South Korea is reported to have moved a destroyer into this area. The western maritime border between South and North Korea has often been an area of conflict, and if there is a shooting incident, many experts believe this is where it will occur. South Korea announced yesterday that it would participate in the U.S. Proliferation Security Initiative, which is an effort to prevent North Korean ships from transporting nuclear or missile components to other nations. Until this week, the South Korean government was reluctant to join this program for fear of provoking a response in North Korea. But the sequence of events that began with North Korea's rocket launch in April and then continued on Monday with its underground nuclear test forced South Korea into adopting a much more confrontational stance of its own toward the North. As predicted, South Korea's decision to join the initiative was greeted with intense hostility in Pyongyang. Witness this news item broadcast today on North Korean television. Any hostile act against our peaceful vessels, including search and seizure, will be considered an unpardonable infringement of our sovereignty, the newsreader said, and we will immediately respond with a powerful military strike. This kind of spiraling tension between the two Koreas has happened before. Twice in the past 10 years, North Korea declared it would not abide by the 1953 armistice. There have been incidents, even shooting incidents, off the western coast. But now nuclear weapons and longer-range missiles are part of the game, making the possible cost of an accident or miscalculation so much higher. Mike Schuster, NPR News.